Mostly cloudy and breezy tonight, low 54. Thursday, cloudy and windy, high 65.
The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the host and the guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time now for Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles.
You're going to move. Start packing. Put this stuff away.
Listen as Anita and her guests give us all the inside information on how to make your property sell fast and at the best price.
First is landscaping. Clean up your yard. Get some color in that front yard, and it will have your home stand out on your block.
Buy at the best price. Get the best mortgage and all things real estate.
You get one chance. The house has to be stellar, and then when they come in person, it's got to smell good.
And now, here's Anita Hiles.
Happy Wednesday, and welcome to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And I'm excited to have Ryan Proffitt in the house from Future Home Loans. Welcome, Ryan.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yes. Yes, so excited to have you. We're going to have a great show today. And but, you know, at first we always kind of like to just chat a little bit about what's current in Jacksonville. And
yeah, what have they torn down this week?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So
didn't think I'd be saying that a few years ago.
No kidding. We have so much going on in this town. It's hard to keep up with, but it's all exciting things. And one thing I know is we're going to talk a little bit about numbers first to get that out of the way, because I hate talking stats, but we got to do it. So new listings. We are so down on listings. We are in the negative by 7.6% from this time last year. So closed sales are also down 7.5%. And we have the median sales price is $233,845. The average sale price is $273,633. And that's actually an increase by 4.7%. So my question is, why is it, has it slowed down? I mean, it's just kind of interesting because and it's not because of the holidays. I mean, we're busy all year round. People have a myth of, you know, I don't want to put my house on the market during the holiday because it's slow. No, this is actually our busiest time of year for me. I'm actually slower during the summertime. People are gone during the summertime. You know, they're with their families. The kids are, you know, are out of school. And so everybody's out and about. And but we get a lot of snowbirds this time of year. So I think a lot of our purchase people purchasing this time is a lot of snowbirds, but we are low. And it's funny because I was reading today on Florida realtors, the same overall, the same is occurring really throughout the U.S. And I think California is a decline of 12%.
Ouch.
I know. For some reason, well, I know why California is that low. It's like, holy moly. Yeah. They should sell that state.
But there's just less activity.
I know a good realtor.
But there's less activity this year, though.
At this time, yeah, it's kind of slowed down for getting homes on the market. Now, we've got some buyers. We just don't have a whole lot to show them. And what we have out there is sometimes mediocre. Mm-hmm. So. Mm-hmm.
So not as much choice because you're not seeing as many listings.
Correct.
Now, as far as the median, when you were talking about the median price, it's gone up since last year?
It has. Both of those have gone up, okay. Average and median.
That's mm-hmm. good.
So that's
good. Good that for the good. Sellers.
Now let's get people to list. Give me a call. I want to list your house. We've got the buyers for them. Supply and demand. So let's get them on the market. You can always reach me at 904-290-1552, 290-1552. And what's your take on it, Ryan?
Well, I think that a lot of people are choosing to kind of stay in their home. You know, interest rates are coming in at almost a 4-year low. So instead of listing that home and creating that inventory that we're used to seeing, people are deciding, you know what, this house isn't that bad. Let's just put in a pool, or let's add on a room.
Yeah, because you're doing a lot of refis right now.
We're doing about 50% refi. So if you look this time last year, it was about 90% purchase, 10% refi, and everything was forecasted that rates were going to be going up to 5-6%, doom and gloom, and here we are 12 months later, and we're back down to conditions that we saw 4 years ago, where we're 50% refi, 50% purchase. So we are getting a lot of opportunities with people to who want to stay in their room, maybe upgrade the kitchen, maybe take out a cash out refinance and do some stuff to their home versus going out and buying a new home.
Yes, that's definitely interesting for sure. But I need to make some adjustments here. There we go. Can you hear me?
Yeah, sound great.
Good. I just can't hear myself, I guess. So that's fantastic. Things have slowed down on the listing side, and so we need people to at least give your realtor a call. I mean, let's get it going for the new year. If you are a little reluctant to put it on, because Christmas is in 2 weeks. And if you're thinking of selling, January, February, March, and that first quarter, you should be calling a real estate agent at this point. And hopefully you're calling me, Anita Hiles, with Realty Executive Oceanside. But this is the time to start talking and having them come over to your home and discuss really what you need to do to prep your home right after the holiday. And so a lot of people think, okay, I'm going to put it on the market. I want it to go active next week, or tomorrow. It doesn't work that way. We've got to schedule things. Like some of us, like myself, I like to have the homes cleaned. I like to sometimes do a pre-listing inspection, get the photographer out there. And all those can take anywhere from 2 to 3 weeks. So if you're thinking about putting your home on the market during the first quarter, you need to give me a call so we can get the ball rolling. And at least if you're not sure, you'll get that education. Knowledge is power. So you'll get that education to see what needs to be done and what's happening out here in the marketplace for you to make a decision to do that or not. So give us a buzz. We have all kinds of good news, though. I'm telling you, everything's happening in this town. We have there's a big buzz in town about a new Amazon going in Orange Park area. So 4645 Blanding Boulevard, the former Kmart property, is going to hopefully be it's been given to the city. Mm-hmm. So the city's got all the information on it. So that's why it went public, and that's going to be a 100,000 square foot facility in Jacksonville's west side.
For Amazon?
For Amazon.
Amazon's taking over.
So that's going to be another fulfillment center?
Yes.
Okay.
Which means more jobs.
Which means we get packages in an hour.
More jobs, more commerce.
Absolutely. And, for the people that live in that area that have put up with that property looking the way it does for the last 7 years, congratulations. Let's pray this goes through. I'm sure it will, because I know the commercial realtor handling it, Austin Kay, and he is a rock star. So very exciting. We got more updates on what's going on here in Jacksonville, and we're going to talk about some interest rates out there.
You got a little time here,
and we have some giveaways.
Oh, tell us about the giveaway. What you got?
Well,
coming up?
I'm a Jags fan, and so we've got Future Home Loans. It's got some gift cards, and we have a really nice coffee cup from. It's a Jags coffee cup, so it's extra large. It's black.
Oh,
it's,
nice.
It's got the Jags emblem in, I think, silver.
A lot of Jags swag.
Yeah, and then we have a little purse, Jags kind of tote that you can see through it so you can get into the games or get into dailies.
All right. So this is going to be up for grabs. That'll be coming up in the next segment, I believe. So hang
Absolutely.
On in.
Absolutely.
We're kind of teasing you now, but Anita's back, and you will maybe be our next winner right here on Talk Radio WBOB.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt, loan consultant from Loan Depot. As our nation's largest non-bank retail mortgage company, we continue to share our excitement and appreciation to serve our local community right here in Jacksonville. By combining our innovative, industry-leading digital solutions along with the best-in-class processing, this drives us to a better consumer experience. So whether you need 100% financing through VA or USDA loans, conventional loan products, first-time homebuyer and down payment assistance, or renovation financing, myself and my local team have all of your lending needs covered. Call me today at 703-6162. Once again, 703-6162.
NMLS number 213362.
Congratulations! You've worked very hard to get to this point in your career. You're setting goals, growing your network, and building your business. You're an entrepreneur. At Realty Executives, we're proud of our unique culture that is over 50 plus years in the making. Premium brand, productive agents, flexible income models, and our brand continues to develop and strengthen as the real estate industry evolves. Are you or your team looking to make a move? Join Realty Executives today. Experience the power of the brand. RealtyExecutives.com.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now 268-8211 or visit us online at gohomepro.com.
Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years' experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
Are you stressed about buying or selling your home? You don't need to be. I'm Betty Layton, and I'm an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent for Realty Executives Oceanside Jacks. I am immersed every day in all aspects of the buying or selling process, and I'll be there for you every step of the way. I know buying or selling your home is a big decision, and I will ensure it's the right decision. Give me a call at 904-838-8743. That's 904-838-8743. And if you respond to this ad, you will receive a free pre-listing inspection.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not go right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 3503 Kernan Boulevard South, on the corner of Beach and Kernan. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or rapidfirerealestate.com. And we have a giveaway. We have a gift card. We have to, what is it, the gift card for?
Starbucks.
Starbucks. That's always good. And I love these sunglasses that you have in here.
And coffee cup. Future's bright. Got some sunglasses for you. Got a coffee cup.
And it's not just a coffee cup. This is like a nice coffee cup. I love this one that you guys have. And so you get a Starbucks gift card in there. And you also are going to get a Jags tote bag. So that way you can get into some of these venues. Mm-hmm. It's got the Jacksonville Jaguar logo on it. And
because you can't bring big purses and stuff anymore in the stadiums,
you
right?
can't. And I actually kept one of these for myself because these are actually a perfect, it has a little handle on it that you could just, or it has a strap on it as well. So it's really nice.
And they have to be clear. That's why the bag's clear, so they can mm-hmm. see it when you
right.
go through security.
For security.
And you can put a lot of your tissues in that for when you watch the Jaguar game.
Well, you're probably right about
snap.
That. Ooh,
yes.
What season?
Ouch. But yes, so we want you to call in at 904-831-0600. That's 904-831-0600 for our first giveaway.
All right, and you're going to take a caller number or just the first caller? We'll take the first caller this time.
We'll take the first caller this time, okay. Caller number one. That's awesome. But we have, not only do we have, you know, I was talking about Amazon going in on the west side, but Austin Kay is handling that transaction. So I have confidence that it will go through because he is a rock star in the commercial arena. A young guy too. So good for him. If he can get that deal going through, that is going to be not only great for the community, but it's also, it's good for his business. So that's awesome. So congratulations to Austin Kay with Hallmark Commercial Realty Group. And we have Wayfair also coming in. And that's going to be exciting as well. And I'm not sure when exactly that's, I want to say it's in 2021. I could be wrong on that time frame, but I believe that's when it's going to come in. And I can't wait for Wayfair because I should own stock in that. I did my whole office from there and my house. So they like me.
Yeah. Where's it going?
It is going, if I could find my notes on that, it is, oh, that is the one that's over at the Cecil Commerce Center. Yes. Yeah. So the Cecil Commerce Center, yeah, that's going to be wonderful. It is a 1 million square foot facility.
Oh, wow.
Oh my God, that's going to be...
That's on the west side too?
Yes.
The best side, both of those going over there?
Mm-hmm.
Amazon and Wayfair?
Yes, that is amazing. And you know what's funny is it's going to give us 250 more jobs, which we figure, God, that's a huge warehouse and only 250 people. But you got to remember that a lot of these warehouses, Amazon included, it's all done...
Robots.
Yeah.
They all got robots and
computers
belts.
That handles everything.
So you haven't toured the Amazon facility, and I suggest you do that. It's really amazing, the technology they have there.
Yeah, I heard it's mind-boggling.
And how fast they get something that's ordered and how quick it gets shipped out.
Yeah. I need to do that. That would be fun to have a tour because they do give tours.
We'll do a field trip.
Yeah. I'm all for that.
Yeah, on a warmer day.
On a warmer day, I guess.
All right. And congratulations to Matthew Holloway of St. Augustine. He was our winner.
All right.
Yay, Matthew. Thank you for listening. We appreciate you, definitely. Now, tell me what is new in the, I know you can't always give us numbers and, you know, it always depends on people's credit score. A lot of people think, tell me what the interest rate is, right? They just want to know what's the interest. Well, it's different for everybody because it takes... There's so much that is taken into consideration, especially your credit score. And you know, they need to call you basically to figure out and meet with you and, you know, do the credit check and you check out all kinds of things. Yeah, so tell us about that.
We like to just have a conversation with them, you know, get to find out what they're wanting to do, kind of find out what their needs are, you know, get to the bottom of the why they're looking to purchase a home or why they're looking to refinance their current home. And then it does take into several factors into that equation on what we're able to offer. And then being a mortgage broker, we're able to take that formula and shop that around for them to find the best lender that's going to give them the best deal that fits their profile. So whether it's your loan to value, so if you think your loan to value is high and you've been turned down somewhere else, we have a lender and a product for that. If you have a credit score that's not as favorable as what your bank or somebody might have told you, then we have a product and a lender for that as well. If you have, you know, income, job changes recently, you know, working on a loan right now, and this person's had 6 jobs in the last 2 years, and we're able to get the loan done. So there's different appetites with different lenders on what they're able to do. And being a mortgage broker, you're able to take those, find out what the problem is, and then offer them a solution.
Now, you mentioned that interest rates are at an all-time low. So what, you know, for somebody who's...
Four-year low. At a four-year low.
A four-year low, so...
All-time low, I'd still be on the phone right now. I wouldn't be sitting right here.
That's true. That's very true. I probably wouldn't be here either because I'd be, like, extremely busy. But What's the interest rate for an FHA right now for like a 700 FICO approximately?
Yeah, I mean they're going to be anywhere depending on if your credit score is around 700 and you're putting your standard 3.5% down and you're looking kind of at what the par rate is going to be. It's going to be somewhere right around 3.125%. So that's just insane how low it is. And that gives you the ability if you're a first-time home buyer. So for all the millennials out there that are listening and they're waiting, you know, they say in the next 3 years, 20% of the homes are going to be bought by a millennial. So they're kind of waiting to see. So you might as well go ahead and jump on that now while rates are at the bottom 3% range. That's going to give you an opportunity to buy more of a home versus where they were this time last year when they were over 4%. And that's, you know, that's almost $40,000-$50,000 less in a home value you can buy. So that's going from, you know, a $300,000 home to a $250,000 home. And that's a big change, as you know, in this market on where you live and what you buy.
That's a huge low. Now, that's an FHA?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
And then on the other side, too, if you have somebody who's bought a home and they did the first-time home buyer FHA program, or they've bought through, you know, a builder, or they've done a loan in the last 4 years, there's an opportunity for them to refinance to get that payment lower and save $150, $250 a month that they could approximately get by lowering that payment as well and take advantage of what the rates are today if they've bought something in the last 4 years.
Our phones should be ringing right now, like off the hook.
We got more giveaways too.
Yes, because that is remarkable, really. To buy a home right now at 3.1%, I need to maybe chat with you after.
There you go.
And refinance.
It's definitely you talked about earlier about the inventory. You know, the inventory's down. So when the inventory's down, it means you have less people that are listing their homes, and that's less inventory for somebody who's going to looking to buy a home. And you nailed it right now. If you're looking to do something, you need to do it now. Because it takes, you know, 6 months, you know, before you find the right home. And we can get you pre-approved. You know, that pre-approval letter is good for 90 days.
You know, I'm amazed right now because we see a definite increase in all these apartment complexes going up and people paying $1,700 a month to live there.
Yeah.
They're paying more than I pay for my home.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Month.
It's crazy.
And a bunch have gone up and the rental market over at in apartments have increased, and I'm not sure why, because when you have interest at 3.1% on FHA, which means you're only putting 3.5% down, and sometimes we can get the seller to contribute to that.
Yeah, cover the
part costs, of your part of your closing costs or all of it. That's crazy.
It's crazy. Yeah, the average rent in Jacksonville is about $1,300 a month, which if you factor that into owning a home, that's about a $200,000 home that you could own versus paying rent. And then if you take in the fact that, you know, the average appreciation is 3%, so over the next 5 years, you know, your home is going to appreciate, so you're building that equity as you pay down the loan as well. So it's just a smart investment if you plan on being in Jacksonville for a while. You see these apartments, you know, they say 1,000 people are moving here a month to Jacksonville. A lot of them are just coming through and passing through. But, you know, you see these apartment complexes, they're going up everywhere. Every day you open up the Business Journal, one of them sold for $67 million or something. So it's a big market for apartments here.
Yeah, and they're nice, and that's why you're paying a lot for them. I just went in one of them, you know, because I'm just curious. And, you know, they're very nice. They've got all the nice new amenities in them and things, but you're paying for it.
Yeah.
And I'd rather pay for my house.
You're not getting any equity. You're not building any equity. You're not setting yourself up for the future.
Right. We want you to call in and ask some questions at 904-831-0600. That's 904-831-0600. We've got more information for you when we come back. We have more giveaways. And I'm going to stir the pot when we come back, because I am going to talk and I want all of your opinions, because I read this big article about the landing and the grass field that the Mayor Lenny has has approved over there.
Yeah, that's nice. We have a field, but I think that was a placeholder.
A placeholder?
I think they did that for a placeholder so they could get Metro Park in the mix for Shad Khan, don't you think?
I don't know. But let's get people's feedback on this, because I'm going to stir the pot, because I'm not
That's the rumor.
For it. We'll be back.
Talk radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Israel's parliament has passed the first reading of a bill to dissolve itself, putting the country on the verge of its third national election in under a year. Lawmakers voted overwhelmingly Wednesday in favor of a motion to hold elections on March 2nd. Two more readings were scheduled later today to make the decision official. Since September 17th elections, both Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his main rival Benny Gantz failed to build a governing coalition. A new campaign means continued political paralysis, but gives the scandal-plagued Netanyahu a lifeline as he fights to save his political career. Stocks closed higher on Wall Street as the Federal Reserve left interest rates unchanged and signaled that it expects to leave them alone in 2020. The Fed's latest policy statement dropped a phrase that referred to uncertainty surrounding the economic outlook. The Dow was up by 29 points. More details at srnnews.com.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good afternoon, I'm Nikki Whaley. 124 people are under arrest after the latest sex crime sting in Polk County. Sheriff Grady Judd says Operation Santa's naughty list lasted just 6 days.
Our detectives cast a wide net out upon the ocean, and what we brought in was child predators, deviants, victims of human trafficking, and Johns.
Seven of the women accused of being prostitutes may be victims of human trafficking and are getting additional support. Under Florida law, criminal cases can be wiped clean if trafficking victims take advantage of support services. Florida is in 47th place when it comes to Christmas spirit, according to CenturyLink, which took a look at things like online searches, holiday movies, tweets about the holiday, and Christmas music streaming. The most grinchiest state is Nevada, coming in dead last. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
No active accidents, but there is a disabled vehicle in St. Johns County on I-95 northbound beyond State Road 16. Also, the traffic lights are malfunctioning on Butler Boulevard westbound beyond I-95. And there's congestion I-95 northbound approaching the Fuller Warren Bridge. Mostly cloudy and breezy tonight, low 54. Thursday, cloudy and windy, high 65.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. Since 1928, people have admired diamond solitaire necklaces and ear studs that we've hand-selected and put together because of the way they dance and sparkle on a lady's neck or ear. And now, through Christmas, Underwoods is putting all of our diamond solitaire necklaces and ear studs on sale at 15% below our everyday price. We also take trade-ins on these pieces of jewelry, so if you're thinking about growing a diamond solitaire necklace or a pair of diamond studs up to a larger size, this is the ideal time to come see us. To give an example, we normally sell our 1-carat total weight diamond stud earrings for $2,600, but right now they're on sale for $2,210. Our diamond solitaire necklaces are priced the same way, with sizes from 1/5 carat total weight up to 7 carats total weight. So if you need a gift that says forever, make it an Underwood diamond solitaire necklace or a pair of diamond stud earrings. At Underwoods, San Marco, Avondale, or the shops of Ponte Vedra.
What is the White House strategy going forward on impeachment? We'll discuss in studio with senior legal advisor to the president, Jana Ellis, on the next America First with me, Dr. G. And recap the impeachment hearings with Sinclair Broadcasting's Boris Epstein. Plus, talk to angel mum, Agnes Gibney, about the killer of her son, who will soon be released from prison without ICE being allowed to do anything about it.
America First with Sebastian Gorka. Weekdays 3 till 5 on WBOB.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And please give us a call at 904-831-0600. I want to get your feedback on the landing. And we have Andrew on the line. Andrew, you have a question on first-time buyers.
Yes, hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely.
I'm thinking of, I'm going to be a first-time buyer, and I'm looking to buy an apartment. But my concern is if an appliance breaks or the AC goes out or something, the money's going to be an issue. But somebody told me that there's some sort of an insurance plan for appliances, and I wanted to verify that information and hang up and listen. Thank you.
Yes, that's correct. We will always ask the seller to purchase a home warranty for you. It is great insurance for you. Instead of using your own insurance company, for that first year, you have a home warranty that does cover, they cover different things depending on which companies you go with, but majority will cover the appliances, your AC. In fact, I just used mine and got my air conditioner fixed. I thought I had an electrical problem, actually, and it ended up being my air conditioner. And they came out, and I paid the deductible, which was $75. And that probably would have been at least a $500 to $1,000 visit. And I paid $75. So a home warranty is very good.
Mm-hmm. And now, do the appliances in a brand new home, for instance, if you're getting a brand new home, now if you're getting a home where you're bringing your own appliances, that doesn't apply to what I'm asking. But when you buy, say you go to Best Buy and you buy a brand new refrigerator or a brand new oven, you get a warranty with manufacturer's warranty. Now,
yeah,
since they're putting new appliances in a brand new house, are there any built-in warranties with those appliances that will be installed?
So yes, a new construction
above and beyond what you're saying.
Right? Yes, new construction will have their own home warranty included, and they'll also guarantee the appliances. And what I tell people is that after that first year that you purchase your new construction home, then get your home warranty. So, but we try to supply it. And what I do is, if the seller doesn't supply it, then I usually purchase it for my clients as a closing gift. Because they average about $550 is the average price.
I was going to say also, if you're buying an older home, you're going to do a home inspection before as well. So you're going to identify if there's any issues or problems. So it'll give you an idea, how much life's left in the AC, or if some of these appliances are on their last leg. And then you can negotiate, being the extreme superstar realtor that you are, that back to the seller on what could possibly be fixed after closing or before closing or into that warranty that you talked about.
Exactly. And Andrew, what I would suggest to you is just to give me a call, and we can always chat about this and along with Ryan and see, what your buying power is, get you qualified, and talk a little bit more for you about, the home inspection, the buying process, and what occurs after the fact. Because it is a little more responsibility, but if one doesn't want that responsibility, then there's always condominiums or townhomes too. Like some of the townhomes, it includes, the roofing and things like that, the HOA takes care of. So if you're one of those that's busy and says, I do not want to mow that lawn, well, Ryan Profit from Future Home Loans and myself can definitely help you out and help you with and give you all the pros and cons, so that way you can make a sound decision. And you can always reach me at 904-290-1552. That's 290-1552. And I want to get people's opinion about the landing.
So what's up with the landing?
Well, it's going to be...
I think it's closed.
I think it's halfway demolished, for one.
Yeah, I think it's actually gone, but...
I'll be back.
You never know, maybe.
Exactly. Sure. Because they are putting in basically grass. So...
what an improvement.
And, my feeling is this. That doesn't bring potential for new businesses and residential growth. If they want a green space, maybe they should use the old courthouse area. And you've got prime real estate. You've got prime real estate, riverfront.
Mm-hmm.
Shouldn't we do something a little more appealing?
Yeah, the funny thing about the landing, it wasn't that old a facility, but it had been through some rough times. But it was still the venue when they've had the fireworks displays. It was a place where the public could gather.
Christmas
that was
Street,
the good, right?
The Christmas Street.
Yeah, they moved it to Hemming Plaza, and I bet you it wasn't as well attended. So the thing is, the thing, you know, from being in Jacksonville this many years, the landing was a breath of fresh air because of the fact that you were able to enjoy the river and whatever else, you know, because that was much different back in the 70s and 80s. There was a shipyard downtown. It was more of an industrial feel. Of course, there were more stores back then in the downtown areas, and they had a big Sears and Woolworths and all that other stuff, and that's all kind of gone away. But the thing is, the landing was a good gathering place, but they just couldn't, the city and the final owner couldn't seem to come to terms, and it seems like the taxpayers ended up paying for it.
Well, my question is it going to end up being a tent city?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Are they going to put some benches there, and who's going to be in those benches in the evening hours?
You know, because, you know, is it going to end
what,
up
being, what do you think's going to happen?
Like California? Right now, we don't have that particular problem. And people might think we do. I mean, mm-hmm. we do have...
There are areas.
Well, we do have a homeless issue. That's mm-hmm. for sure.
Because it
just
is a
like
warmer climate.
And but a lot of people
stay here in the wintertime.
We don't really have a tent city. And I'm just concerned that may end up being an issue once this is up and going. And so if you have an opinion on this, we'd like to hear it. 904-831-0600. That's 831-0600.
And the opinion about what it could be used for, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's always...
I just want to see what people are thinking.
Maybe people have something running in their own head about it, their own opinion.
Yeah. You know, at first I thought a park would be kind of cool, and then I started, you know, when you start thinking about it and think of the problems that it could bring, and it's not going to bring people to go downtown. It's like, let's go downtown to hang out at a park.
I'm sure there are most people that have lived over the past time since the... mid to late 80s when the landing came to open, and it was opened up to a big celebration, and a lot of folks during the Florida Georgia weekend and whatever else, it was always a great place, well attended, and during the Super Bowl here the place was packed. I brought my dad out there, and
yes,
we really enjoyed it, and ESPN was all over the place, and you know, it was something that downtown could have been for one weekend, but anyway,
for one weekend. Well, there you go. We have another giveaway. We have a Jaguars coffee cup. It's black. It is kind of looks like titanium, if you will, and it's got silver. It's got the Jaguars logo on it. It's really cool. You can put hot and cold beverages in it. And it comes with, you could take this new cup and go to Starbucks.
You got a gift card action there?
Yeah, from Future Home Loans. They have mm-hmm. a little Christmassy little gift basket here that's got some goodies that's going to go along with this cup. So we want the third caller of the day.
Now you
want
to take caller number three. Yes. Caller number three to get the, and this is a very nice gift pack from Anita and from Ryan. It's 904-831-0600. That's our number to call. Caller number three now at 904-831-0600. Give us a call here in the studio, and caller number three will be the winner.
Yeah, so you can either keep this for yourself, or you can re-gift it as a Christmas gift.
It's a very nice cup. It's very strong, sturdy. You can definitely throw that during the games, and it's going to be...
They probably wouldn't let you take this in.
Yeah, but if you watch it at home.
Because it's heavy. Oh my God.
It looks like it's scratch-proof, too, so if you start scratching on mm-hmm. it.
And it's got the... thing on the bottom so it doesn't slide around.
Yeah.
And so it's awesome. But tell us a little more. Are there different programs you guys offer over at Future Home Loans that you would like to share?
Yeah, we have over 100 programs that we offer at Future Home Loans. Being a broker, we're able to, you know, like I said earlier, we can find a program that fits your needs. We're not into one box. We're not boxed into, you know, this is what we can do because we're not a bank or we're not one set institution. So there's a lot of stuff that we got going on. The majority of the loans and stuff that we get are from our friends and people around town that we have, that they know that we're able to do something that they're not able to do. So we always like just to have a conversation with them, you know, kind of see what you're trying to do, what hiccups you've had. And you know, a lot that we were able to do is we're able to do it really fast. So our average from start to finish is 17 days to close. So if you come to us and you say, right now, if you want to close by the end of the year and be in for New Year's Eve to watch Seacrest drop the ball, I'll have you in that house to watch Seacrest drop the ball.
Awesome. Man,
he's been holding that all year. He looks like he's not as tall as he was.
I love Ryan, and especially with the name Prophet.
Two F's, two T's. There you go.
Two F's and two T's in that. Okay, you can information on my Facebook page, Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles, and we'll be right back on WBOB.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt, loan consultant from Loan Depot. As our nation's largest non-bank retail mortgage company, we continue to share our excitement and appreciation to serve our local community right here in Jacksonville. By combining our innovative, industry-leading digital solutions along with the best-in-class processing, this drives us to a better consumer experience. So whether you need 100% financing through VA or USDA loans, conventional loan products, first-time homebuyer and down payment assistance, or renovation financing, myself and my local team have all of your lending needs covered. Call me today at 703-6162. Once again, 703-6162.
NMLS number 213362.
Congratulations. You've worked very hard to get to this point in your career. You're setting goals, growing your network, and building your business. You're an entrepreneur. At Realty Executives, we're proud of our unique culture that is over 50 plus years in the making. Premium brand, productive agents, flexible income models, and our brand continues to develop and strengthen as the real estate industry evolves. Are you or your team looking to make a move? Join Realty Executives today. Experience the power of the brand. RealtyExecutives.com.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not go right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 3503 Kernan Boulevard South, on the corner of Beach and Kernan. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now, 268-8211, or visit us online at GoHomePro.com.
Are you stressed about buying or selling your home? You don't need to be. I'm Betty Layton, and I'm an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent for Realty Executives Oceanside Jacks. I am immersed every day in all aspects of the buying or selling process, and I'll be there for you every step of the way. I know buying or selling your home is a big decision, and I will ensure it's the right decision. Give me a call at 904-838-8743. That's 904-838-8743. And if you respond to this ad, you will receive a free pre-listing inspection.
Hey, you're listening to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And welcome back. And we have a winner for our...
Yes, we do.
Our Christmas giveaway.
Yes, we do. We have a winner here, Antonio Lohman of Jacksonville. Antonio is a winner, gets the prize package that you offered, and that'll be in the mail soon, right?
I will put it in the mail tomorrow.
All right. Should be good for the holidays.
Absolutely, absolutely. And if you need a loan, highly recommend Ryan Prophet, and that's Prophet with two F's and two T's. And he is with Future Home Loans, and his email address is rprophet with two F's and two T's at future.loans.
And if you do business with him, you will probably profit.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I love that. I'm sure he loves that too. He's a good guy. It's a good company, and I highly recommend him. And hopefully Andrew will give me a call and we can chat and get some business for Ryan. I will always have the information on my Facebook page. So Tomorrow, Ryan's information from Future Home Loans will be on my Facebook page, Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. Please go to my page and like my page and please follow it. I always have everything I talk about on the show is going to be on my Facebook page, as well as things happening here in Northeast Florida and also throughout the U.S. I do have listeners from other locations. And so I do post general information about real estate throughout the U.S., thanks to the National Association of Realtors. And
you're always doing, you're always checking things out, giving good information. And yes, if people just want to ask you a question, I do believe you're available.
Yes, and I have some information about one thing I wanted to chat a little bit about before we leave today is if you're looking at new construction, you definitely want to call me. You want to have an advocate and somebody that is going to try to get the best price or the best deal for you at the new construction. They always offer some great incentives. But here are some examples of some properties out there that are actually at a good price that are new construction and also good locations. So I have, it's called Bay Point, and Bay Point is by D.R. Horton, and they're two bedrooms, two bathrooms, and these are townhomes. You have an HOA that's quarterly at $250.
A quarter?
Yes.
Wow, that's a very reasonable for
yes,
an HOA.
And they're at $194,990. That is a great, great price for new construction. For any of you guys that are just getting started or getting into your first home, you don't have to buy a huge home, even if you qualify. If you're not sure what you want and you just want something simple, I always say start small. And then when you save up more money, you can bump up to a bigger house later and keep this property instead of selling it as an investment.
And you have so much more option when you own your own property.
You
whether
do.
It be a condo or a townhome, it's still much... You have much more freedom than you do renting an apartment. I mean, I know that the millennials and the younger workers coming into Jack's, and as Ryan was talking about, tend to go for apartments. But, you know, you're under a lot of restrictions, and you can only do so much with it. With your own property, it's your place to design and inhabit the way you want to.
Absolutely. And what's cool about this is it's at a good location. It is in the zip code area of 32256, which is, you know, off of the Bay Meadows, Deerwood area.
And that's always been a nice area.
That is a nice area, and you can't beat the price. It's under $200,000.
And it's close to a lot of shopping and the interstates.
And the town center. Mm-hmm. So give me a call. I mean, these are some good deals. Here's another one that is in the Murray Hill area. And it's $169,000. That's crazy.
And the Murray Hill has seen, over the last 10, 15 years, has seen a resurgence of younger buyers, even though it's a more mature area. And
there are
turned into some nice neighborhoods
these.
There.
And this is a small house, but like I said, live in it for a couple years, bump up to another home, and keep this as a rental property. I mean, why not? This is a three-bedroom, two-bathroom. It's almost 1,200 square feet. I'm sure it's one of those, you know, one-car garage-type single-family homes. And, you know, Murray Hills, Riverside, it's kind of nice over there. That's new construction.
Right, close to Avondale right there. It's a lot of nice restaurants and shopping.
And everyone knows that I love Lennar. And Lennar has some townhomes in Longleaf. $185,985. And, you know, Felix Castillo, who I had on my show, he can help you with this. They have some great deals right now because they are ready to be sold. They have their spec townhomes up. I've had a tour of these. They're absolutely beautiful. And for $185,000. Now, this is going to be on the west side. The zip code there is the 32222. But all that area there is being developed. It's got nice, you know, public centers and
now is that further out on the west side, or is it towards the Oak Leaf, or
Well, it's off of the 295 north to Collins area.
Okay, so that's close to the Orange Park area then, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and you need to call me. And also, don't forget that Felix also has Red Hawk over at Beach and Kernan, and the same townhomes. And those are obviously priced a little more money because, you know, they're in the high 200s because of the fact that they're, you know, just a few miles from the beach.
But you're going to get more square footage. The location obviously makes a difference. So, did you have any hot listings to do, young lady?
Yes. Ole, 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 ole. Hot. I am feeling hot in the house today. Of course, outside's a little cold.
All right,
but
brace yourself.
I know. Exactly. It's a little cold outside, but I am feeling hot. I tell you what, I have a new listing coming soon, and talk about a deal. It's $124,000. It is a condominium. It is 1,390 square feet, two bedroom, two bath, built in 85. It's got a nice fireplace. It's got a view out to, it's got a water view to the back. And it's got a little loft area upstairs. It's going to be, it's going to go active probably mid next week. And it's located at 9360 Craven Road. It's unit 604. And the zip code is 32257, and it's in the Fountain Gate condominium complex. And what a deal. It is, it's a very nice place. They just refurbished the exterior, repainted it, and put on a new roof in that condominium complex. So you definitely want to jump on the bandwagon on that one. I also have 5413 London Lake Drive West. It's $286,900. That's in the Mandarin area. It's got a new roof, new interior paint, new carpeting. It is in a great location. Three bedrooms, two bathrooms, 2,024 square feet. And it's listed by our one and only, the infamous David Youngblood.
Yeah, he's been missing in action for a while.
I know.
Haven't happened on the air here.
I know. Everybody's busy right now because of the holidays.
Yeah,
so
that's for sure.
You guys are stuck with me solo. We have a 12 Walnut Lane in Ormond Beach. It is a three bedroom, two bathroom, 2,240 square feet for $399. It is awesome. And of course, Betty Layton's listing, which is absolutely gorgeous. It is $600,000. But if you guys like the Riverside area, this is absolutely gorgeous. It's 2342. Park Street, Jacksonville, Florida. It is five bedrooms, four bathrooms, 3,698 square feet, and it's got plenty of parking for you to park.
That's an awesome place.
It is. And I am so grateful for each and every one of you. Thank you for listening to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. Please go to my Facebook page. I also have a business page for Realty Executive Oceanside Jacks on there. And I'm always easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And we'll have more giveaways next week because we're getting close to Christmas. And so
that's right. Let's see. I think, and because Wednesday will be later this month, will be Christmas. So
it will. And so I'll probably tape that show.
Yeah, that's that one's. We're going to tell you more about it next week with Anita.